ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Monday, Monday, Monday. Must be funny in the rich man.
Not funny to Scott Pape. That's who it's not funny to, because he controls money like a pro. You might know him as the Barefoot Investor, an iconic financial guru here in Australia. And he joins us right now. How are you, Scott Pape?
I'm doing well. And it is funny because I'll tell you this, that book, Barefoot Investor, went on to become the best-selling Australian book of all time. And it just recently pipped the post of the number one best-selling book of all time. Guess what that was?
What?
Do you know what that was?
I feel like I heard this in a pub trivia night once. Was it the Bible?
No, the Bible is not. It was not okay. Written by an Australian.
No, that's, okay. That's true. I'll take
that's
that
okay.
back.
Although the jury is out on that.
What book 50, got out of them?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
there you go.
So similar themes, what, right?
What that says about Australians is that we love sex, we love money, and we love guys with no shoes. That's what it says. Anyway, but
yeah, that's
but look,
pretty on point.
The number one thing that people would ask me after they read that book is, why didn't I get taught this stuff in schools?
Yeah.
So it's like the one subject that every kid, regardless of who you are or what you're good at or what you're interested in, you'll be tested on every day of your life, and a passing or a failing grade changes your entire life. So for me, the idea that we don't really focus on this in schools, it just doesn't make any sense. So that's kind of really the bee that's in my bonnet that I'm trying to solve.
No, I love it, because you set up good money management skills as a kid and you're set for life. And it's just such a brilliant learning. Coming up to tax time, Scott, have you got any hints and tips on how people can kind of figure out tax?
That's a very good piece of advice.
Take advice from Paul Hogan. You should definitely pay your tax. That would be the first thing that I would say. The second one would be, these days you have the government or the tax department have My Tax, which is linked to your MyGov. It makes it pretty simple. Like, I don't want to get a whole bunch of accountants like offside, because they are mean people, right? You may not have to go to H&R Block. That's all I'm saying, is that they make it pretty simple. You get the money in like 14 days. It already pre-fills most of the stuff. It's kind of tick and flick. So my one thing would be, get onto it early. And if you can, go through MyGov, and you don't even have to see an accountant, although that may make your accountant very sad.
Yeah.
Have you heard of any weird things people have claimed on tax?
Oh, mate, I've heard lots of things. There was a guy, a tradie, who actually claimed the cost of feeding his dog, because the dog was actually a security dog for his tools, making sure that didn't get sold.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right.
Strippers can get lingerie and lube and I'm a married man with four kids, so I don't whatever strippers use. Or sex workers, they can claim a cost of doing business.
Oh man.
You guys are brilliant. I've gone something pure, teaching kids about money, and suddenly we're talking about sex workers.
We know how to turn the conversation around.
You took it there yourself, Scott. I'm glad Gabby asked that, because Gabby's always telling me, and I haven't got the gumption to do it, but Gabby's always telling me, dude, just claim your Netflix. We talk about the shows on the radio.
It's research.
That's a write-off.
You know, the good thing about that is that I can just say yes, because it's not me that gets audited.
when you get
audited... It's
I'll be like, ask Scott Pape. He told me I could.
it's a magical thing. Being audited will be, it's just another thing that you can talk about on air.
Yeah, and then I can claim that.
Maybe don't take tax advice from him, but definitely money advice for youngsters. It's worth taking. Scott Pape's Money Movement. It starts tonight on Foxtel. Scott, we love having you on the show. Good luck for your new TV venture, mate, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You know what? 13 10 60, I reckon it's worth taking calls on that.
Yeah.
The thing you claimed on tax, a bit of a stretch. You can be anonymous if you want.
You can be. Yeah, if you were actually dodgy, you can be anonymous. But even those, like, crazy things that maybe your industry can claim that everyone else would be like, what?
What? I've heard certain people like who work outside a lot for a living can claim things like sunscreen and cool
sunglasses.
Hats and sunglasses. Yeah.
What about a handbag? Can you claim a handbag in some industries?
If it protects you from the sun.
Yeah, mine does. 13, 10, 60 though. I'd love to know the crazy things that have been claimed on tax.
It hasn't got to be you. Maybe you know someone.
Maybe you're the tax man who had to say
the
no.
Accountant or whatever, but don't care. 13, 10, 60 Give us a call right now. Craziest thing you've claimed on tax. So that thing you claim, and even in your heart of hearts, you're like, am I pushing the line here?
Pushing the boundaries?
I don't really know. I hope I don't get audited this year. Even when you think it in this tone of voice.
Of course you are.
13, 10, 60 to the phones, Johnny, straight up. Johnny, what's the craziest thing that you've claimed on tax, brother?
Well, I currently claim gel blasters.
Gel blasters.
As in, like, they're kind of like paintballs, hey?
But like paintball guns.
Yeah, well, so I used to claim paintball guns and paintball competitions, weapons training and professional training.
Right. Yeah. So you actually work in that field? Because if you were just working, like, retail and you were claiming weapons training, then I'd be confused.
For unruly customers?
Like,
that is a cashier that takes their job seriously. That's definitely a tax write-off, Johnny.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, I'm with you, man. Don't know if the tax man is.
But I am.
Don't care. I'm not going to get audited. You are. But 100%, that seems like one for me. Sam's here. Sam, craziest thing you claimed on tax?
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was one of the nurses I used to work with. She convinced her accountant that, that she could claim makeup, really, really expensive makeup and hair products, because she convinced him that... looking good in front of the patients improves patient outcomes and decreases their length of stay.
I would...
That is a stretch.
I would find that hard to agree with, mate.
That is a stretch.
Nothing wrong with a good-looking nurse to make you feel better. You know?
Honestly, she did so well. She did it for so many years. And honestly, some of the nurses tried, but their accountants were like, are you serious?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's good for the health system if you get patients in and out.
Get them in and out. Quick, mate.
Saving the country Queensland money.
Health, you know what? Queensland Health should just subsidise makeup for nurses. Reese is here. Reese, crazy thing you claimed on tax, mate.
Hey, yeah, guys. So it wasn't me, but I had a mate that, he owns a property out west, and he claimed 2 jet skis as hydro pumps for his dam.
Oh, that's good!
That is genius!
Well, they pump the water in and out.
Yeah,
just so happens
it aerates the water.
He said if they ever need to be ordered, he'd just put them in the dam and connect the outlet out of the dam and show the tax fella that when he pumps it, it actually pumps the water out of the dam.
So he'd get, I don't know if the auditor is going to come out to your property for proof, but good luck.
But you know what, if good he does, he's got a plan. And I love a man with a plan.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.